How fasting may reshape metabolism and activate immune defenses against cancer. Research has found that cancer patients can reshape metabolism and accelerate cancer cell death by simulating fasting for 5 days alongside regular treatment. Radiation oncologist Liao Zhiying noted on NTD-TV's Health 1+1 program that intermittent fasting or simulated fasting can activate the body's anti-tumor immunity and weaken the survival capability of cancer cells, which has potential in cancer prevention and as a complementary treatment. How diet can strengthen immune cell function. To support their rapid growth, cancer cells consume a large amount of glucose and generate energy through anaerobic respiration, but they also rely on nutrients such as fatty acids and amino acids. Therefore, Liao suggested that adjusting the diet to influence metabolism could be a feasible strategy. Even though it might not be able to completely block cancer cells from obtaining sugar, fatty acids, and proteins, because these are also nutrients required by normal cells, modifying the proportion, content, and timing of the diet can help the body activate its own defense mechanism. During dietary adjustments that limit energy supply, normal cells have the ability to undergo cellular breakdown or autophagy, a process that allows cells to clean out waste and repair themselves. These are especially beneficial attributes for enhancing immune cell function. In contrast, cancer cells are more susceptible to damage because of problems with their mitochondria, the parts of cells that produce energy, and they cannot adapt easily to metabolic stress, making them more likely to be eliminated during chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or immunotherapy. A clinical study published in Cancer Discovery found that when patients with different types of cancer were treated with anti-tumor therapy and simultaneously underwent a 5-day simulated fast, significant changes in systemic metabolism occurred. It reshaped anti-cancer immunity and ultimately activated multiple anti-tumor immune programs, which led to better clinical outcomes for cancer patients. Liao said that simulated fasting is not a total fast. It provides essential nutrients and calories, around 500 to 600 per day, to put the body into a regenerative state. During this time, normal cells can use ketone bodies and glycogen as energy sources to maintain normal function, while cancer cells cannot survive due to the lack of alternative energy sources. This makes radiotherapy and chemotherapy more effective and causes fewer side effects. However, Liao cautioned that this study is still in its second phase of clinical trials and requires data from further phases to confirm its findings. It is not recommended for cancer patients to try it on their own. They should consult and evaluate options with a professional medical team. Fasting induces autophagy. Autophagy, the body's built-in cellular cleanup system, can be triggered when cells encounter stressful environments such as nutrient deficiency. Liao said that in addition to simulated fasting, there are two main types of fasting that can promote autophagy. 1. Intermittent fasting, for example, the popular 168 fasting, fasting for 16 hours a day and eating during the remaining 8 hours. This can also be extended to 18 hours or 20 hours. During the fasting period, the body enters a state of energy deficiency, which may activate the autophagy response. 2. Extended fasting. Water fasting involves drinking only water for 3 to 5 days. This produces a more pronounced autophagy response, but the method is quite extreme and may not be suitable for everyone. Liao also shared his experience with intermittent and simulated fasting. He said that the 168 fasting routine is easier to maintain. When he feels extreme hunger during the process, he typically relieves it by drinking sugar-free coffee, green tea, or sugar-free soy milk. When simulating fasting, he chooses scientifically proven products as meal replacements. Liao said that after reducing his calorie intake to 600 calories on the first day, he felt quite hungry and tired. This happened because of a sudden drop in blood sugar. The body then had to switch to using fat or glycogen for energy, a slower process. Hunger and tiredness are especially pronounced when he needs to engage in mental or physical activities at the same time, so he drinks plenty of water to maintain his metabolism. On the third day, his body gradually adapted, and his weight dropped by about 2 kilograms due to reduced water and fat consumption. Liao said the fourth and fifth days require the most willpower, as the continued intake of low-calorie foods can feel monotonous, similar to surviving in the wild. However, by the sixth day, as normal, healthy eating gradually resumes, physical strength also begins to return. limiting asparagine, a potential strategy to fight cancer. A Taiwanese study published in March in Nature Metabolism found that cancer can be fought by limiting specific nutrients. Researchers successfully reduced or even eliminated tumors in nasopharyngeal cancer patients by reducing asparagine in the body. Asparagine is a non-essential amino acid found in abundance in meat, fish, eggs, nuts, and other foods. The human body can also synthesize it. Asparagine is needed by both immune cells and cancer cells to support growth and metabolic activity. In analyzing the research, Liao noted that limiting asparagine involves two key aspects. On the one hand, it deprives cancer cells of nutrients and inhibits their function. On the other hand, limiting asparagine causes immune cells to change how they process energy, becoming more efficient and effective at targeting cancer. This promotes the generation of memory T cells, which are better able to recognize tumor characteristics and assist killer T cells in attacking cancer cells. As asparagine was first isolated from asparagus, there are concerns that eating asparagus could promote cancer cell proliferation or enhance cancer cell survival. Liao said that after asparagine from food is digested in the intestine, its original form no longer exists. Instead, it is the asparagine synthesized by the human body that affects the growth of cancer cells and immune cells. Liao said that the key is to study how to use drugs to block cancer cells from using asparagine. However, research in this area is still in its early stages. The side effects of such nutrient-restricting drugs may also damage normal cells, so there is still a long way to go before this approach reaches clinical application. In the end, he reminded everyone that due to individual differences and specific conditions, it is important to consult a qualified physician for personalized treatment plans and prescriptions.